Mel Gibson makes gay movie. 10th of December 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for On News. Hollywood, California. Mel Gibson, who made the news recently for a hate-filled anti-Semitic rant he made after being stopped by Malibu police for driving while intoxicated, has made the news again. This time for Apocalypto, a gay movie released just in time for Christmas, in which Mayan men traipse around half-naked in South American jungles. Although Gibson, expressing surprise at the contention of that his latest picture is gay, says that the film is a celebration of courage and sacrifice, and that a, quote, noble savage, unquote, makes to save his family, members of a gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community disagree, however. Quote, if Apocalypto's not gay, neither is Elton John, unquote. Asked why Gibson would deny that his movie has a gay theme, Jesus, a Roman Catholic priest, who has known the actor-turned-racist producer for years, speculates, quote, Mel is sexually repressed. That's why the Passion of Christ is so violent. It's sadomasochistic, as several critics have pointed out. He truly sees nothing homosexual about a movie featuring half-naked, quote, natives, unquote, running about with their buttocks on display, wearing less than an athletic supporter in a steamy jungles of South America, unquote. Movie critic Jeff Lyons said upon hearing of the priest's characterization of Gibson, quote, in other words, the homophobe is actually a latent homosexual. It figures, unquote. Asked if he agreed that the gay community and Father Zeus that Apocalypto is a gay-themed movie, Lyons said, quote, let's see, a whole tribe of jungle bunnies running around bare-assed in a movie virtually devoid of any female parts? What could be gay about that? Mel not only has a serious drinking problem, but he has trouble telling the truth, being a hypocrite, being a homophobe, and now, it seems, with his sexuality as well, unquote. Tom Cruise, another well-known star accused of being gay, has said, well, if I had gaydar, which I don't, it would be pinging on Mel, unquote. Defenders of Gibson, namely his wife and children, say, quote, if anything, Mel made this gay movie to divert attention from him because of the anti-Semitic remarks he made while he was possessed by the evil spirits of alcohol. He's sober now, so give him a break. He's not gay. If anything, he's bi. And we think the natives look cute with the tight little butts out like that, unquote. Gibson attributes the allegations of his homosexuality and that of his film's theme to, quote, left-wing hate-mongers, queers, and Jews, who don't want to let me off the hook for a few dozen unfortunate remarks I made while I was intoxicated, unquote. Rosie O'Donnell has been less forgiving and less kind about Gibson's alleged latent homosexual tendencies. She said, quote, all those Christian chest thumpers have something in their closets. Come out, Mel, like I did. There's more room out of the closet than there is inside, unquote. Advised of Rosie's advice, Gibson shook his head. Quote, I was going to have her play the male lead in my next movie, Apocalypto Lethal Weapon Road Warrior, but as it is, I think I'll ask, what's her name? Ellen DeGenerate, unquote. Apocalypto, Gibson reminded the public, is in theaters now. Quote, go see the movie and judge for yourselves whether it's a gay film. I'm sorry, I'm straight, and I'm sober. Unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.